From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Time now for Climate Connections, our year-long series with National Geographic. Global warming is a matter of life and death for the world's coral reefs. Even a small rise in ocean temperature can kill the tiny animals whose skeletons form the reefs. That's a grim prospect for the Maldives, a nation of 1,200 islands in the Indian Ocean. Coral supports the two main industries there, tourism and fishing. So one local scientist has embarked on a mission to help the corals survive climate change. NPR's John Hamilton traveled to the Maldives and has this story.
The tiny tropical island of Vaban Faru may be the world's only five-star marine laboratory. That's because it's also a five-star resort, run by the eco-friendly banyan tree chain. Visitors arrive by boat. A lot of them are newlyweds, like this couple from London.
It's good, isn't it?
They got here a few days ago. Now they're relaxing at the open-air bar.
It's Rebecca Morris.
No, it's not.
Oh, no. Your name's changed. It's Rebecca Johnson now.
And Robin Johnson.
Robin and Rebecca say they like the elegant spa, the intimate cabanas, and the white sand beaches. At sunset, they like watching stingrays swim right up to the beach to be fed by hand. But that's not the main reason they're here. They've come for the diving.
Yeah, I've been diving about 2 years. Becky's been diving, six,
almost on 100 dives now, so about 5 years I've been diving.
The best dive spots in the world are in the Maldives.
Because of the coral. The coral reefs here are beautiful, but more important, they provide a home for the sort of exotic fish that divers will travel halfway around the world to see. And on this island, there are corals everywhere, even beside the boat jetty.
These are coral gardens in banyan tree, and we have about 10 of them around the island in the lagoon.
Abdulaziz Abdulhakim is the chief gardener and scientist here. He spent 20 years running the nation's agricultural programs before coming to banyan tree. Now he takes every opportunity to pull a diving mask over his silver hair and glide through his underwater gardens. At the moment, though, Aziz is standing on the jetty, watching several large tuna hunt smaller prey. Then a luminous parrotfish appears. He scowls.
They munch on corals. I hate them.
Aziz protects his corals the way a parent protects a child.
They are the children. You know, if they die, we die. That is it. That's as simple as that. It's because of the reef that we are alive. So we have to do everything we can to protect the reef.
Aziz didn't used to worry about his corals so much. Then in 1998, he learned just how vulnerable they are. That was the year a strong El Nino arrived and made a warm ocean dangerously hot.
It rose to about 33 degrees Celsius. Normally it's about 27, 28 degrees Celsius, so 33 was boiling hell. And about 80 to 90% of the corals in the Maldives died.
Worse yet, scientists began saying that global warming would probably lead to more El Nino events like this one. Aziz says the events of 1998 changed him.
I never believed that, an entire region could be wiped out. It never occurred to me. I mean, no one believed that this could happen until it hit us. Then only I also realized, yes, we are in danger because of global warming, and this can happen again and again.
So Aziz began looking for ways to protect the coral. He and his staff began doing experiments to see which varieties could tolerate extreme heat or adapt to it. And Aziz took a more radical step. He knew that corals on an artificial reef nearby had survived the 1998 El Nino. The reef was an experimental design that used electricity. No one knew how it had protected the coral from extreme heat, but Aziz knew he wanted a reef like that for this island. The banyan tree staff built the reef from steel bars and wired it to a power source on the beach. The small current causes minerals from ocean water to build up on the steel, forming a thick limestone crust that's perfect for coral. The electric reef is on the far side of the island in about 15 feet of water. Rob Tomasetti, who manages the marine lab, says it's one of the best places to go snorkeling.
If we're lucky, we might see a couple sharks.
I look forward to that.
Let's go.
We swim out to the electric reef. From a distance, it looks like underwater topiary. Corals of every color growing in the unmistakable shape of a lotus flower, 35 feet across. Swim down to one of the lotus petals and you can see the delicate structure and color of individual corals. Back on shore, Aziz reels off some of the varieties living on the lotus reef.
Finger corals, hard corals, massive corals. We have tried to plant as many species as we can.
Once you get out to right where the lotus is, right where the electrified reef is, suddenly there are fish everywhere.
Yeah, we saw a lot of sharks, black-tip sharks and white-tip sharks, and plenty of groupers and butterfly fish and a lot of small fishes that hides between the corals.
Aziz sees this reef as a kind of greenhouse for corals. He's counting on it to keep a critical mass alive when the next El Nino strikes.
The corals on this structure, you can take pieces from that and make your own garden again.
Aziz had used a similar technique to help his gardens recover from the devastating El Nino in 1998. Divers transplanted tiny bits of coral that were still alive to reefs that had died. The corals are coming back, but it's a long process. So Rob gets help from guests at the resort.
3 days we've adopted a turtle and saved the reef.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming for our monthly reef cleaning.
The guests will swim around the island, picking up garbage and removing predators.
This is a crown of thorns starfish. You can easily see where they get their name, so please pass around. These are very poisonous.
And they devour coral.
Okay, Red, please get your gear and let's get in the water.
And of course, if you see any trash as well, pick this up.
Before long, a guest finds a crown of thorns on the reef. Aziz swims over, snares it with a steel hook, and drops it into the hold of a waiting boat.
There you go.
This is the enemy.
Yeah, that's our enemy. Enemy number one.
Of course, it isn't, really. It's just the enemy they can see. Aziz says the real enemy is global warming. John Hamilton, NPR News.
At our website, you can see a video of the stingrays being fed at the Banyan Resort and learn more about climate change around the world. There are also related videos from public television's Wild Chronicles series at npr.org/climate.